This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 8th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, a look at prom season in high school and the dilemma faced by one Chicago school after it cancels its reservation for a venue. We'll also check the forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first a look at today's news involving election results from yesterday. After narrowly defeating it last fall, Champaign County voters yesterday approved a school facilities sales tax, 53-47%. All 14 school districts in the county plan to use the tax money to construct new buildings or renovate old ones. But 11 of the 14 also say the sales tax will mean lower property taxes. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
These 11 school districts say they'll use sales tax money instead of property tax money to pay off debt from past projects. That includes the Champaign Unit 4 district. School board member Greg Novak says they'll pay off debt for past work on Central High, Barksdall, and Stratton schools.
That takes about $32 off everybody's property tax, so that's a permanent cut. Had we not done this, in order to get the same amount of revenue, we would have had to raise everyone's property tax, ask permission to raise them by $200.
Some sales tax opponents have doubts that school boards will actually follow through with property tax cuts. But Urbana School Board Vice President John Dimmitt says he stands behind his district's promise to reduce the tax bill on a $150,000 home by $66.
I personally guarantee you that as long as I'm on the Urbana School Board, that tax rate reduction will happen.
In the three school districts with no debt to pay off, school officials say the sales tax will help them avoid property tax hikes in the future. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
It took two attempts in as many years, but Urbana voters have approved a tax hike for the city's Park District. Final tally shows the referendum passed by about 900 votes, or 59-41%. Property taxes in Urbana will go up 15 cents per $100 of assessed valuation on May 2010 bills. Park District Executive Director Vicki Mays admits that's a big jump just to maintain current services, but she says it will also let the Park District make energy-efficient improvements, saving costs in the long run. This vote also provides for the planning of a new pool at Crystal Lake Park. Mays says the next step is getting citizens involved in the design phase and seeking out private donations, but Mays admits another tax question to pay for that pool would be needed, coming as soon as November 2010.
I think it depends on how important an outdoor swimming pool is to our community, what the economy looks like at that time, what the funding opportunity mixes are. So it's just one of those things that we have to get together and find out what the base is.
Mays hopes the old Crystal Lake pool could be replaced within 3 years. Park District Board President Michael Walker says the vote was indicative of those who support local parks and the campaign supporters put behind this tax question. He admits the district had little time to promote 2008's referendum, which failed by a narrow margin. Urbana's mayor says she'll launch a new term by revising city goals and restarting the search for a city administrator. Laurel Prussing won a four-way race for re-election yesterday, beating Republican Rex Brandfield, Green Party candidate Daryl Cruz, and Independent Rob McCauley with 53% of the vote. Prussing says she'll speak with council members and rewrite the job description for the city administrator. She let go of former administrator Bruce Walden nearly 2 years ago and has not filled the position since.
It's been difficult to get somebody just before an election, but I am working on it, and I want that person to be really more of a chief of staff for the mayor. I think that's the intent, the original intent, and I think that's what we need.
The lack of a city administrator became an issue in the campaign, but Prussing says Urbana has done well without one, staying in the black financially and reducing the crime rate. Bradfield was unavailable for comment last night. Urbana's current aldermen were either unopposed or won re-election last night, except for 7th Ward Alderman Lynn Barnes. She didn't seek another term, and Democrat Diane Marlin won that seat last night. Champaign voters have re-elected Mike Ledoux and Marcy Dodds to the city council. In District 1, Will Kyles was chosen over Freddie Gordon. Newcomers Kyle Harrison and Dave Johnson were elected without opposition. Perhaps the biggest change in philosophy in Champaign County will happen in the City of Champaign Township Supervisor's Office. Outgoing Supervisor Linda Abernathy will be replaced by Republican Pam Borowski, who beat Democrat Deanne Winston, an accountant in Abernathy's office. Abernathy had supported expanding the township's general assistance program for poor residents, twice asking for property tax increases. Borowski calls that an avenue of last resort, and she criticized Abernathy for spending down a surplus.
I'm going to take every opportunity to study the budget and see where we can make changes. Before we take it to the taxpayers, let's do what we can internally first, and let's be responsible. And that's my whole reason for running.
Borowski says she wants to make sure those who apply for general assistance are helped into the workforce as soon as they can. Republican City of Champaign Township Assessor Brian Christie held onto his office, beating Democratic challenger Wayne Williams. Newly elected Congressman Mike Quigley says he knows comparisons to his predecessor in the 5th District are inevitable. Quigley told supporters at a Chicago bar last night that for a while in Washington, he expects to be the guy taking Rahm Emanuel's seat. But he says he and his staff will work hard to set their own ground and establish their own credentials. Quigley handily won that seat last night, garnering nearly 70% of the vote, with 96% of precincts reporting. Republican nominee Rosanna Polito had 24% of the vote, while Green Party candidate Matt Reichel had nearly 7%. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. High school prom season is just around the corner. Students who serve on their school's prom committee are in high gear to finalize their plans. When it comes to finding a venue for the dance, students typically look for some elegance at the right price. But a prom committee at one Chicago school is taking another factor into account. The students have canceled their reservation for the ballroom of a certain hotel downtown and forfeited a $3,000 deposit. Chip Mitchell has this story.
After school at Chicago's Northside College Preparatory High, senior Sam Hamer leads his Jewish student club in a song for Passover.
Okay, ready? Die, die, Enu,
die, die, Enu. Hamer says his faith came to mind when he saw a notice for his senior prom in June. The dance's location was the Congress Plaza Hotel. Workers there have been striking almost 6 years for wages on par with what other downtown hotels pay. Hamer says he found out about the strike from a Jewish social justice group that's helped picket the hotel. He points to Torah and Talmud teachings against defrauding workers.
Everything in my religious spirit, my religious being, tells me that to stand by while injustice occurs would be the wrong thing to do.
Hamer marched in to speak with the Northside principal. That led to an emergency meeting of the prom committee so Hamer could make his case for canceling the hotel reservation.
I started off the presentation with an interesting video of then-Senator Barack Obama picketing in front of the Congress during his campaign for the presidency.
All these years, you've been out here in the cold, you've been out here in the...
But there was a certain level of frustration in the room.
Some of that was coming from prom committee member Jesse Speth.
We were kind of hostile initially.
Speth and fellow senior John Kono had spent weeks searching for the venue.
Everybody else we ran it by in school has seemed like, yeah, it's a good place, nice location.
And it was the cheapest.
Yeah, by far.
The prom committee also didn't want to say goodbye to a $3,000 deposit for the Congress reservation. Hamer countered that any picketing in front of the hotel could spoil the prom's atmosphere. And he pointed out that the committee was counting on teachers to serve as chaperones. Kono says he realized many of those teachers would have refused to cross the picket line.
We just had a discussion about what would have happened if we kept it at the Congress and eventually decided that moving it would be the best choice there because there's no way we wanted to be walking through picket lines and wanted to have chaperones withdrawing their names.
The students canceled the reservation and found another hotel ballroom. That lifted spirits among strikers at their union's headquarters downtown. At the Congress, Hotel President Shlomo Nemias declines to say whether he's got any other high school proms booked. Nemias doesn't want to speak on tape, but insists he treats his employees well and says the strike attracts more business than it turns away. Back at Northside College Prep, Principal Barry Rogers presides over a spring pep rally. He says he's proud of the prom committee's decision. But Rogers doesn't think it would be a great idea now to accept an offer from Sam Hamer's rabbi to raise funds to cover the Congress deposit.
If you have a problem and you can have somebody write a check for you, then it's no longer a problem. So
We believe that if they were going to make this decision, that they were going to have to make some type of sacrifice. That's where the real meaning and that's where the real learning is going to occur.
The students don't want to hike the price of the prom's tickets, so they're hoping to come up with a $3,000 by, among other things, selling pizzas and washing cars. Hamer says those efforts mean he'll have more chances to spread the word about the Congress strike.
Then I can really say, this is the issue, and this is how we dealt with it at Northside.
Hamer's fight to change the prom venue didn't make him popular with his fellow seniors on the prom committee, but he says he'll still enjoy the dance June 5th. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ.
In the forecast today, mostly sunny, not as cool. The high around 55, wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, the low around 32. Mostly sunny Thursday, the high around 58. Showers likely tomorrow night, the low around 42. Showers likely on Friday, the high around 52. And mostly cloudy Friday night, the low around 32 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, April 8th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.